y'all, welcome back to another edition to Haunted Real Connections with the host Gaspard. Tonight will be a topic night, as we won't have any guests this week for Paranormal Team Radio, but stay tuned for next week. We'll have another great guest, Luann Zoe, the paranormal investigator for Lizzie Gordon's house, and we'll see what we can talk about in paranormal. Send us your questions. There'll be a live radio chat every Wednesday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. Pacific Time, 10 Eastern. And tonight, I thought about why not share some of the most iconic locations that I've been to myself when I was younger. So this was before I actually got into the paranormal. So I just did like a bunch of tours. We just did it, want to learn more about the location and the history. And so stay tuned, you guys. I hope you enjoyed this episode on my haunted places I've been to. Tonight I'm going to talk about the most iconic, famous, haunted Queen Mary ship, which is unfortunately is temporarily closed due to the pandemic. So anyway, let's dive into it, shall we? And, by the way, I want to share some of my experiences as well when I was on the Queen Mary ship. Okay, well, most of you all have heard about the famous Queen Mary ship, right? And, hopefully y'all can hear me a little better as I'm trying my other headset with the mic. And so, the Queen Mary, of course, is the tallest ocean liner ever, and even taller and bigger than the Titanic. I remember the tour guys were saying that as well. So, yeah, just imagine the tallest liner ever, which is the most famous cruise ship of all time. And it's even larger and popular, like I was saying, the Titanic ship. And, so this queen carries like 20 passengers at a time in this day. And this particular ship is also referred as the RMS Queen Mary. The Queen Mary was once considered the finest ocean liner traversing the Atlantic Ocean. Now the ship has become a hotel and a museum and a popular tourist attraction. This historic ship is internationally recognized. Excuse my voice tonight, honey. I have a cold again. Alright. So, and the Queen Mary still attracts thousands of visitors every year. In spite, you know, even though it's temporarily closed this year. But, hopefully, as I did some digging today, and there's a light at the end of the tunnel, they will have it reopened by the end of this year, okay? So there's hope that reopen the Queen Mary ship. So inside the ship, you know, there are like 5 dining areas, including 2 swimming pools, beauty salons, and a grand ballroom, which attracted the wealthy passengers, celebrities, to the ship's first class accommodation. She also has an ultra-modern, fully equipped gym on board, even though it has a lot of washing and stairs. You don't really need a gym! I was saying, make sure you wear your comfortable shoes, ladies. Anyway, she also has an ultra-modern, I said that already, gym and even a, oh yeah, and a gym and a most avid exerciser. Well, experience a workout, especially walking. So the ship Queen Mary offers delightful meals. Yes, I had a burger, the largest burger ever, and it was delicious. It was to die for. If you want a hamburger, try it on the Queen Mary. And they had fresh cut fries and everything. It was awesome. I loved the meal. So anyway. And it gives a total pleasure to its passengers. Even breakfast in the main dining area consists of a large variety of fresh baked breads, rolls, muffins. I'm getting hungry again, I even just had dinner. Pancakes, waffles, fruits, and veggies, etc., etc. So lunch, as I was saying, I had a yummy hamburger for lunch and fries. And I believe I think I had a salad. So lunch at any of the restaurants, from the poolside cafe to the main dining room, will surely delight your taste buds from all the American hamburger. Yep, that's what I had. To a buffet serving a variety of deliciously prepared dishes. The dinner will consist of hot or cold appetizers, soup or salad, fresh fish steak, variety of fine wines and beverages, etc., etc. Wow. Yep, I feel bad for just trying to food again. So yeah, they have great food and places where you can hang out. And then one of the bars, I believe, was haunted as well. I forget which one, though. And just before we enter the bar area, there's a creepy doll. Alright. So, now the Queen Mary has been a permanent feature in Long Beach, California, for a couple of decades. So this beautiful ship has been completely remade throughout the years. Besides the visitors in the ship, as you know, as a home for several ghosts, are also ghostly visitors. I may add, it has been speculated that the Queen Mary might be one of the most haunted places in the world. So the Queen Mary was one of the most luxurious ships, and it was built in Scotland during the era where all the other countries, such as, you know, Britain, Germany, and France, were all facing to be the top provider of the luxurious transatlantic travel. Hopefully I said it right. it used to be like a part of a two-ship express service from, I'm gonna butcher this, I'm sorry, Southampton to Sherbrooke to New York. It sailed her maiden voyage on May 27th, 1936. And that was my birthday, May 30th. Woohoo! But anyway, she also held the record for the fastest ever North Atlantic crossing. The historic ocean liner's passenger, which included the most celebrated people of all time, including royalty, top entertainment figures, and more. Alright, moving on. Just 4 years in her career as a floating hotel, for the rest of fame, as the Queen Mary was pressed into service as a World War II troop transport ship for 4 years. I mean, say 4 years. Thank you to all the service that served our country. And as a port of the World War II, in 1939, the luxurious travel stopped, and the ship was turned into a carrier ship that was used by the Allied forces to carry troops from March of 1940 to September of 1946. So when the war ended, the Queen Mary was refurbished and started up her elegant cruises once again in July 1947. So then the popularity of the transatlantic cruises greatly decreased due to the increasingly affordability of air travel. Alright, and if you're even more curious, alright, there's even more history about Queen Mary's ship, the RMS Queen Mary. During her 60-year history, from 49 deaths that is reported from the Queen Mary Inn, became popular as a haunted place. One of the haunted reports is thought to be the spirit of a fireman known as John Petter. In his late teens, he was crushed to death by a water watertight door in 1966 during a routine drill. So after them unexplained knockings which being heard around the door, that the man has often been seen walking along by the door number 13 and disappeared. So this famous door was used in the filming of the Survivor Curtis Poison adventure, and has reportedly crushed at least 2 men during the ship's history. And so the first class swimming pool also seems to be a hot spot for ghostly encounters. The mysterious wet footprints might appear even though there's not a drop of water in the pool anymore. And that's true, I've seen that area myself. And also I've been reports of seeing the spirit of a young girl carrying her teddy bear along with the disembodied voices and laughter flashing sounds. And in the second class pool area, you might find the spirit of another little girl named Jackie, who is often been seen and heard, who has drowned in the pool during the ship's sailing days and doesn't seem to want to move on. And so her voice and the sound of laughter which have been captured in this particular area. In some of the first class data rooms, there have been reports of a tall, dark haired man wearing a 1930s style suit showing up in various places. Now, I haven't really noticed this ghost girl named Jackie, but I have heard her, and then I've had someone say during our tour, even though she wasn't part of our tour, she said, "Oh, did they just saw the spirit of girl that Jackie saw it?" Oh, cool. So. So anyway, moving on, there are several other reports of sightings about the ship, which includes a beautiful young woman in an elegant white evening gown, who dances alone in a shadowy light corner of the salon, which was once used as the ship's first class lounge. Another mysterious woman in white has been seen close to the front desk. She will usually disappear behind a pillar, and those pillars are quite huge. The Queen Mary has been investigated by a number of paranormal investigators and TV shows such as The Ghost Hunters and Most Haunted and several others. In addition to the portion of the movie The Poison Adventure, which has been filmed there. On the Ghost Hunters episode, there was a thought to be a fantastic paranormal event caught on tape that turned out to be not so fantastic, as it appeared to be someone that had tampered with the video camera, as reports say. So is this Queen Mary really haunted or not? You be the judge. And if you ever come out here in Southern California, Long Beach, California, you have to go see it for yourself. Even if you're just there for a day, you'll learn a lot of his past historic events, as well as paranormal events, and things like that. There's great food, great service, and yeah, I remember my late husband and I, we were there for a short time, and also my grandparents got to work in their Queen Mary engine room while I believe it was still an operation, and that's why they also not only worked, they met there, and they had their wedding there. So I've been there throughout my life, and I've taken all their tours from historic all the way down to the last paranormal tour, and I tell you, every time I go there, it's like I would have usual paranormal phenomena experience. One of the creepiest one, I'll leave with this, is that when we were walking down to the Balister Stern, we had to take this creepy elevator ride down even further to the bottom of the ship. And that's when we saw that not only where the powders was half in water, half out, and then we also saw some walk through the engine room, and that's where I saw, that was before this tornado, but the engine room, that is where I saw the shadow person. And then after that, we went into that most haunted room that was once closed to the public. And when they reopen it again, I'm sure they'll have the open available again too. So yeah, I hope to go there again. And so what happened was, I want to share what happened before I forget again. anyway, I hope you guys let me. But what happened was, we took that elevator down, and even that creepy elevator is like, I hit like those bumps. And it said that there's something tragic that happened there near around the elevator, his stairs, you know, to the elevator. And I had eerie feeling and like just bumps even throughout the whole tour. And when we finally made it down to the most haunted room, I think, I don't remember the exact room number right now offhand, but but the moment I step inside it, you know, it's like you just knew, deep down, you just knew there's something off about it. And rumors has it that there was a gentleman that stayed there one time, and supposedly killed himself. And so he's the one that supposedly haunted the area. And there were two investigators staying in that particular room. We got to meet them, and I said, have you guys captured any EVPs? And they're like, oh yeah, we captured a lot. I was like, oh, I wish we had time, we get to listen to them. But no, unfortunately, we didn't have time. I'm sure they've captured amazing EVPs on there. And speaking of EVPs, I had my recorder that I forgot I had during the tour, right? And when I was waiting for my ride, I just heard a noise. I heard my camera turn off, you know, and it's like, what? And we heard, no, can you hear us? Man, I wish I would have saved that clip. That just gave me chills to the bones of this day. So I hope you guys enjoy this rather long episode. Queen Mary haunts on the ship. I'm afraid, and I'll see you guys next week. Alright, bye guys.